Thank you for the question. I guess the question relates to the reporting process regarding the country reports for the second report on the state of the world's forest and resources. This year in June, the Secretariat of the Commission on Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture, they compiled all the decision on action points from the commission meeting, and that was communicated as a circular state letter to all the FAO members. In this letter, we also asked countries to confirm or nominate as needed new national focal points on forest genetic resources. And we have been following, of course, with individual focal points and countries. And at the moment, we have altogether 76 national focal points confirmed globally. And I think in Europe, more than 20. We have been providing access to the national focal points to the online reporting system through which they can provide the data as indicated in the reporting guidelines the Commission also adopted in February this year. In addition to the data and information, countries are also asked to provide a narrative written report explaining the progress made since the adoption of the Global Plan of Action back in 2013. So we are then continuing this communication directly with the national focal points in different countries and supporting and clarifying, of course, the reporting requirements. We are also planning to organize regional or sub-regional training workshops in early next year to clarify to the focal points the reporting requirements. For Europe, unfortunately, we are not planning to have such a workshop, but for the Central Asian countries, we are planning to do so. Thank you.